留学英语情景绘画五十主题。
50 UK Campus Conversation Topics。
外文出版社版权所有。
Chapter 1 Habits and Customs。Outside the lecture.
Hi Ping, how's things? You know, I had a bit of a run-in with the lecture today.
Why? What happened?
Well, she said I was being rude and making her stomach turn.
What? Why?
I had a runny nose and I was just, like, sniffing, you know.
Were you just sniffing a little bit, or were you actually sniffing it all up and making a noise?
I thought it was just normal.
The thing is that in the West, they really hate it when you do that in a noisy way, especially if you keep on doing it without blowing your nose, you know, or you swallow the phlegm. They find that really disgusting.
Yeah, but blowing your nose is worse, surely.
Not in Europe. In fact, it's more polite to blow your nose and make a noise than it is to sniff noisily and swallow the catarrh. That's a big no-no.
I didn't know that. They must think I'm a pig. You know, there was this Italian guy in our seminar, and he was always blowing his nose really loudly into this big white cotton handkerchief, like a foghorn, then stuffing it up his sleeve. All the Japanese and Chinese looked really embarrassed.
I know. It's difficult, isn't it? There was this Japanese guy in our class, and he was so scared to blow his nose, even though he had a massive cold and his nose was running like mad. He had 5 packets of paper hankies on the table in front of him, and he just kept wiping his nose and sniffing. Anyway, one of the other students picked up the hankies and asked him why he had Japanese hankies, as he'd been in England for 6 months. You know what he said?
What?
He said, "Oh, my mum sent them to me, because English hankies are too rough."
What a sissy.
Yeah, and he was wearing a pink jumper as well.
Yeah, mummy's boy.
You see, they find us weird the same way we find them. I guess there are loads of things like that that we have to watch out for. You know, habits and customs and things.
Yeah, my teacher told me that when he was in China, he just couldn't get used to the way people didn't queue up. He knew that it wasn't the custom and that he should just jostle and shove, but he couldn't get used to it.
Well, you know what they say, when in Rome. I think if you just show goodwill, smile, and say sorry, then most people understand, don't they? In the classroom.
I was reading in The Economist the other day that since the easing of visa restrictions on Chinese tour groups, loads of Chinese tourists have been coming to England to go shopping in factory outlets and buying the oddest products.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, it said in the article that Clark's shoes were a real draw.
Yeah, they're really famous in China. We think they're high quality.
That's really strange to us here. We see Clarks as being a bit old-fashioned, you know, sensible shoes for school children. They are certainly not cool.
That's weird. We think they're really fashionable.
Yeah, my neighbour told me the other day that I looked like a chav because I was wearing a Burberry baseball cap. It was really expensive. We think Burberry is really high-end stuff.
That's the odd thing. There seems to be a gap in perception between us here about the products you think are archetypically British. I mean, you think Burberry is high class, but at the end of the 1990s, it actually became associated with certain sections of British society. Football hooligans, single mothers and so on. That word chav you used, it refers to a particular kind of poor person who dresses in a way she thinks looks classy, but is actually viewed as cheap and tacky by some others. Cheap jewellery and big hooped earrings, known as bling, are another feature of chav dress. The company is trying to change its image through changing its marketing strategy. The problem is that most East Asians who buy these products are not aware of the negative connotations.
But some of these names are really good brands. I mean, Abercrombie and Barber and so on.
Yes, but they can sometimes be seen as a bit preppy. You know, like Pringle, Ralph Lauren, Polo, Tommy Hilfiger. Although some of these are not British, they are seen as indicative of someone who is not really cool, especially if you are a student. Most British students prefer to dress down, and you don't want to be labelled as spoilt rich kids by the British students, do you?
Well, I love my brand names. I couldn't be seen out in anything that wasn't good quality.
Do you know, last year we had a group of Chinese lawyers here on a law course. We took them to Oxford on a day trip to visit the Bodleian Library, the famous colleges and museums and so on. And they were annoyed. They thought we were planning to take them to Oxford Street.
That's not fair. Not all of us are like that.
I know. I think this is just a cultural gap. I mean, take music for instance. Who are your favourite singers and groups?
Oh, I like Christina Aguilera and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, and I like, you know, R&B and boy bands like Westlife.
Well, there's a big difference there. Do you know who the most popular groups are among British students? Have you heard of the Arctic Monkeys, the Zootongs, the Scissor Sisters? No? Well, there you go.
Hey, that's not fair. How many Chinese singers do you know? Have you heard of Beijing Punk?
Well, each to his own. I used to like heavy metal and hard rock when I was your age.
Oh no, a sad old rocker. ¶¶